True if you show me, corresponding to true if Babli, Daf Lamed Hey. We begin you show me on Daf Chof Aleph Lamed Beis at the second Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Mashpi Ali Aleichem, Imloi Tavoyu, Utiduni, Shama Ishploini, Litenli, Masayim Zuz, Lenosan, Ailebuturim. If a person said, I impose an oath on you if you will not testify that Ploini promised to give me 200 Zuz and he didn't give me, they, the witnesses, are exempt, because even if it's true, Pliny need not give. Because one is liable only for a claim of money that must be paid, similar to a deposit. If he said, I impose an oath on you that when you will know testimony from me, you will come and testify for me, they are exempt because the oath preceded seeing a testimony. Omar Lubeis HaKnesses, Vomar Mashpia Ani Aleichem, Yem Yoidim Atem Li Eidus Shetavo V'Teiduni, Ho'ele Peturim. If he said in the Beis Knesses, I'm imposing an oath on all of you, but if you know testimony for me, you will testify, they are all exempt. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, Rabbi Yavou, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Omar, Liten Matan L'Chaveyoi, Abikish Lachzor Boi, Choyze. Rabbi Yossi quoting Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, quoting Rabbi Yavou, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that if one said to give a gift to his friend and he wants to retract, he can retract. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, Bo koimi Rabbi Yavou, Vahein hein leibe tzedek hu, hein vahein tzedek. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi asked Rabbi Yavou, his hein means his yes, is not tzedek, is not proper. The Torah says, vahein tzedek. Your hein should be tzedek, that your saying yes should be proper. Amen, b'shasha oma hein shel tzedek haba. Your answer is at the time he said hein, he said yes, he would do it. It was said it because he did intend to give at that point. Now, mamishim she'ein no yodeya behen, oimishim she'ein miskavnen lahem. The Gemara asked when he said in the Beis Knesses that they are exempt. Why is it that everyone is exempt? Because he didn't know whether or not they know testimony, or because he didn't intend, only for the witnesses, but rather he put an oath on everyone. Manasam yubeni hoin, what's the difference between these reasons? Mashken shnayim shnayim. Im tamer mishum she'ini yodeh bahen, then she say any yodeh bahen. Im tamer mishum she'ini miskaven lahen, ha miskaven lahen. The Gemara answers that if he took two people at a time and imposed a shura on them, if you'll say that it's because he doesn't know, or say here he doesn't know. If you'll say because he didn't intend, when it means only for the witnesses, then here he intended just for them. And later on, the Gemara is going to answer this question. We come now to the next Mishnah. Amar l'shnayim, mashpiyani aleichem, ishpleini uplaini, im yoidim atem li eidus, shetavo v'teiduni, behem che yoidim lai eidus, eid mipi eid, hoi shahaya echa mehen koi, v'pasol, hoi eile p'turim. The Mishnah says, if he said to two people, I impose an oath on you, pleini and amoini, that if you know testimony for me, you will testify, and they swore that they do not, and they heard testimony from another witness, or one of them was a relative, or an invalid witness, they are exempt. And the Gemara says, "V'bimana shama medebasei oy shahaya echad mehem koriv apostle halayhaya echad mehem koriv apostle chayavim." The Gemara says that v'bimana, in answering the question earlier, he infers that we learn from the sefer if one of them was a relative or an invalid witness, they are exempt. But this implies if there was not amongst them a relative or invalid witness, then they would be liable. V'yedeya hu behoin. Have a late timer el mishum she'im miskavnen lahen. Does he know whether or not they know testimony? He does not, because he said, if you know. Rather, the reason for one who said in the Beis Knesses this statement that he'd be exempt, that everyone would be exempt, is because he did not intend, means he only intended for the witnesses. Rav Yosi shamala me kadmisa mifnei shekadma shua le'edus halai kalma shua le'edus chayavim. And the Yosi infers it with a different answer. He says that we learn from the previous clause in the Mishnah where it says, when you will know testimony from me, and it says they are exempt because the oath preceded seeing the testimony, and this implies that had the oath and not preceded the testimony, then they would be liable. V'yedeyuhu behoin have leis tama ele mishum she'ein miskavn lahen. Does he know that they will know testimony? He doesn't. Rather, the reason for one who said in the Beis Knesses, etc., is because he did not intend, meaning only for the witnesses. We come now to the next Mishnah, and that's Mishnah Tes. Shilach biyad avdo o sha'amala ha'nitve mashpiyani aleichem im yoidim atem lai eidus shetavo v'teidu hori eilu p'turim ad shishmo p'ya teveya. If Reuben, the claimant, sent his slave to ask the witnesses to testify, or the defendant made them swear, they are exempt unless they hear a demand to testify from the claimant. And the Gemara says, "Amr belaza ma'atam leimah im layagid benasa avinai." And they should say, "Loi mipi hateveya." But belaza says in the Gemara that what do we learn from the extra vav in loi im layagid benasa avinai? We can read it loi with a vav, loi with an aleph. If he will not testify for him, the claimant. Loi means to him, and loi means not. So we could read it with an aleph and say that it refers to if he will not testify for the claimant. When he is mushba, it must be from the claimant. That's our limit we can make. Masnifin sricha lemadama ublaza, or madama ublaza sricha lemasnifin. The Mishnah is not enough, it needs a ublaza's teaching, and a ublaza's teaching also needs the Mishnah. Eletaninan vlaitana ublaza, havin an amrin, we should say, shamu mipiatevea, renishbu, lenitva, chayavim, havisicha, lemadama ublaza. If we only had our Mishnah and not Rav's teaching, we would say that if they heard a demand to testify from the claimant and they swore to the defendant, then they are liable. Therefore, we need Rav's teaching. Ilu tani Rav's leitanin and havinan marin, should say shomer mepi hanidva v'nishbu leteveya chayavim. If we had only Rav's teaching and not our Mishnah, we would say that if they heard a demand to testify from the defendant and they swore to the claimant, then they're liable. Havisuch lematnisin v'sich lemar d'amr v'lazer. The conclusion is that, therefore, that we need our Mishnah and we need a lot of teaching. They're not liable until they hear a demand to testify from the claimant and they swear to the claimant. Coming now to the next Mishnah, at the last Mishnah in the Perek, Mishnah Yud. Mashpi ani aleichem mitzvah, mitzvah ani aleichem oisachem ani hari elu chayavim. If a person said, I impose an oath on you, or I command you, I forbid you, they're liable. If he made them swear by heaven and earth, they are exempt. Ba'alas dalad, ba'yud, hey, ba'shakai, ba'tfokai, ba'chanan, ba'achum, ba'achapayim, ba'achesed, ba'cholkin, akinuyim, ha'ei ze'chayev. If he made them swear by the name of Hashem, alas dalad, or the name of Hashem of Yudke, Bavke, Shakai, Tavokai, the graceful one, the merciful one, the one who is slow to anger, the one who is great in kindness, or any other nickname that is referred to Hashem, then he is liable. Hamakal b'kulon chayav dibur meyav chacham b'paitrin. When he curses Hashem with any of these names, he's liable, meaning he's liable Misa from Beis Din, and Rav Meir says this, where the chachamim say that he's exempt. Hamakal aviv v'imoy b'kulon chayav dibur meyav chacham b'paitrin. According to Rav Meir, one who curses his father or mother with any of those names is liable, and chachamim exempt. One who curses himself or another person with any of those names transgresses a laisase. Yakechai elekim, ken yakechai elekim, zuhi ala hakosa bateira. When it says Hashem should strike you if you won't testify for me, this is the curse that the Torah refers to. Al yakechai yivrechav yitiv loch v'mei mechai v'vyidav hoite. If he said Hashem should not strike you, or he said Hashem should bless you, or Hashem should do good to you if you testify for me, but Meir says that they're liable, and the Yudah says that they're exempt. And the Gemara says, Mashmi ani aleichem stam chayev, asachem ani, pavalchem ani, chayavim. The Gemara says, if he said, I impose an oath on you, stam, meaning he didn't add with a shur, then he is liable. I forbid you, or I chain you, and he added through a shur, then they're liable. Rav Yochanan b'shem Rav Yonai, kini masnisa, ve'ista amin demarin Rav Yavo b'shem Rav Yochanan, kini masnisa, Rav Meir, Mechayev, Rav Yudah, Paita. Rav Yochanan quoting Rav Yonai, and some say Rav Yavo, quoting Rav Yochanan, said that the ratio of our Mishnah, where we say he made them swear by a kinui, even though it was taught stam, is not unanimous. Rav Meir obligates, and Rav Yudah exempts. Rav Meir kadate, Rav Meir holds like this elsewhere, and Rav Yudah holds like this elsewhere. The Tanian Taman, Kilam, the kinui, Rav Meir Mechayev, Acham Paitrin. As we see in the Mishnah, if one cursed his parents with a kinui, Rav Meir obligate, and the Chacham exempt, and this is also taught in our Mishnah, Rav Yochanan teaches that Chachamim are Rav Yehuda. And the Kalal Atzmai v'Chareyoi v'Kulon Oyve v'Lav. The Mishnah says that one who cursed himself or another person with any of these names of Hashem transgresses a lav, a loisase. Marlo Kais, does he receive lashes? Chevaya Amu Ein Loike, that the Talmidim answer that he is not lashed. Amaloin Rav Yosi, the Gemara rejects that and says a different answer. Rav Yosi says, do you say that do you say it's because it's a love shame by maisa, which is a loisa, so it doesn't involve an action? Also, tamur and swearing falsely are love and shame by maisa. What they are negative commands that don't have an action, and one would lash for them. Rav Yosef b'shem Rav Yochanan Rav Meir hi d'amar mi mashma love atashimehain al yakecha. Rav Yosef, quoting Rav Yochanan, says that the sefer our Mishnah is Rav Meir, who says that from the negative you infer the positive. Hashem should not strike you if you come and testify for me, and if you will not come and testify for me, he should strike you. Eini ela, we should say, shuvo sheyesh ima ala, shuvo she'ein ima ala, minayin. The Gemara asks, well, I would know only a shuvo with an ala, which is a curse. What is the source for a shuvo without an ala? Talmud Lomer v'shama ala v'shama kol v'aseis she'ein ima ala k'sheyesh ima ala. The Gemara answers, it says v'shama kol ala, kol is extra, so we expound v'shama ala v'shama kol, to make a shuvo without an ala is like one with an ala. Ha ala below shuvo loy, and we can infer that an ala without a shuvo, no one is not liable for it. Rav Yasi b'shem Rav Yochanan loy shniyah hi ala below shuvo hi shuvo below ala. And Rav Yasi, quoting Rav Yochanan, rejects that and says, no, there's no difference. An ala without a shuvo is like a shuvo without an ala. Hadmalach perek shuvo sa'idus.